Under a crescent moon, where a gentle king kneels to hear the smallest voice and even an ant matters, it's time for a story.
Baba, Baba.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. Come here, give me a hug.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
So, how was school today?
Baba, something happened at recess and it made me really mad.
Oh, sit with me and tell me about it.
We were outside playing and there was a line of ants on the ground. Just little ants walking in a line. And some of the kids started stomping on them on purpose. They were laughing and squishing them.
And what did you do?
I told them to stop. I said, "You're hurting them. Leave them alone." But they just laughed at me. They said, "They're just bugs, Yusuf. Who cares about bugs?" But they're not just bugs, Baba. They're alive. Allah made them, right?
You are absolutely right, Habibi. Allah made every single creature, from the biggest whale in the ocean to the tiniest ant on the ground. And every one of them matters to Him.
Then why don't the other kids care?
Well, maybe nobody ever told them the story I'm about to tell you. A story about the mightiest king who ever lived. A king who commanded armies of men, armies of jinn, and even armies of birds. And one day, this great king stopped his entire army. Thousands and thousands of soldiers, all because of ants.
He stopped his army? For ants?
For ants. His name was Suleiman, alayhi salam, Prophet Solomon.
Tell me.
Long, long ago, in the land of Palestine, there lived a king like no king before him or after him. His name was Suleiman, the son of the great prophet Dawood, alayhi salam. And Allah had given Suleiman gifts that no other human being had ever received. The Quran tells us that Suleiman inherited knowledge from his father, and he said, "O people, we were taught the language of birds, and we were given from everything. This is indeed a real blessing." Just imagine, Suleiman could understand what the birds were saying. When a sparrow sang on a branch, Suleiman knew what it meant. When an eagle cried from the mountain, Suleiman understood its words. But that was not all. Allah had given him power over the wind. It blew gently wherever Suleiman commanded. He could speak to the jinn, powerful invisible beings, and they worked for him, building palaces and diving into the sea for treasures. And he commanded a great army, an army of men, an army of jinn, and an army of birds, all marching together in perfect order. The Quran describes this mighty army. To the service of Suleiman were mobilized his troops of jinn, and men, and birds, all held in strict order. Now picture this, thousands upon thousands of soldiers stretching across the land as far as the eye can see, men in armor marching in rows, jinn moving like shadows alongside them, and above a great cloud of birds, falcons, eagles, hoopoes, flying in formation, blocking out the sun. The earth itself seemed to tremble with every step. And then, the army reached a valley. It looked like an ordinary valley. Sandy earth, a few rocks, some dry grass. But this valley had a name. It was called the Valley of the Ants. And beneath the ground, hidden from the eyes of men, there lived a whole city of tiny ants. Thousands and thousands of them going about their lives carrying food, building tunnels, taking care of their young. One small ant looked up from her work. She felt the ground shaking. She looked toward the horizon and saw the dust cloud of the approaching army, closer and closer and closer. And she cried out to her people,
Oh, ants, go into your nests, lest Suleiman and his troops crush you without noticing.
She didn't say Suleiman would crush them on purpose. She said without noticing, because she knew. She knew that Suleiman was a prophet of Allah, a good and righteous king, who would never hurt them on purpose. But with an army that large marching forward, they might step on her people without even knowing. And then, something amazing happened. Suleiman heard her, all the way up there on his mount, leading his great army of men and jinn and birds. He heard the tiny voice of one small ant. And the Quran tells us what he did. He smiled, laughing gently at her words, not laughing at her, but laughing with joy. Joy that even the tiniest creature knew him and trusted that he would not harm them. And right there, in front of his entire army, the mightiest king on earth raised his hands to the sky. The Quran records his prayer. My Lord, direct me to be thankful for the blessings you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to do good works that please you. And admit me by your grace into the company of your virtuous servants. He stopped. The whole army stopped. Thousands of men, thousands of jinn, a sky full of birds, all of them, waiting, while the ants hurried safely into their homes beneath the earth. Only when every last ant was safe did the great army move forward again.
And that, Habibi, is the story of the mightiest king who ever lived, and the tiniest ant who ever spoke.
He stopped his whole army for ants?
His whole army. Thousands and thousands of soldiers, men, jinn, and birds. All because he cared about creatures so small you could step on them without even knowing.
And he could actually hear the ant talking?
Allah gave him that gift, to understand the language of every creature. But you know what, Yusuf? You don't need to hear the ants talk to know they deserve kindness. You already knew that today, didn't you? When you told those kids to stop.
Yeah, but they laughed at me.
And the people of Suleiman's time might have thought it was strange too. A great king, stopping for ants. But Suleiman didn't care what people thought. He cared about what Allah thought. And Allah loved what he did so much that he put it in the Quran. For every person to read until the end of time. Habibi, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us that Allah shows mercy to those who show mercy to His creation. Every creature, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, the ants on the ground, they are all part of Allah's world. And when you stood up for those ants today, even when the other kids laughed, you did exactly what Prophet Suleiman would have done.
Really?
Really? Masha Allah. You didn't have an army behind you, Habibi. But you had something even stronger. You had a heart that knows right from wrong.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Next time, I'm going to tell them the story about Suleiman and the ants. Maybe then they'll understand.
That's a wonderful idea. Insha'Allah, they'll listen.
Baba, can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my gentle boy.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, kindness is not just for people. Every living thing Allah created deserves our gentleness. The ant beneath your shoe, the bird outside your window, the cat in your neighborhood, they are all part of Allah's world. And showing mercy to them is one of the surest ways to earn Allah's mercy for yourself. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Sulaiman and the ants is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah An-Naml, the ants, the 27th chapter. And the story of Sulaiman's kingdom, his command of the wind, the jinn, and the birds, is told across Surah An-Naml and Surah Sad. Ibn Kathir, the great scholar, gathered these accounts in his Stories of the Prophets, painting a picture of a king who was powerful beyond measure, yet humble before every creature Allah made. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran, with permission from Talal Itani.